Come now, baby, right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Wednesday edition, or the Thursday edition, excuse me, of Before You Bet. Aaron right here on the Covers YouTube channel. So coming off of a losing day yesterday on the program, John and I combined to be losers. Like everybody else who creates content in the sports betting media space, bounce back day. That's what we all say. And I said bounce back day to John Mettler, who we'll bring in now. And he said he hates when people do that. You think that's just a lazy way to announce that you had a losing day or something, John?
No, losing in sports betting is just kind of part of the whole process. Like you're trying to win over the course of the year. So you're going to have losing days, or you might even have losing weeks. Right. So it's just part of it. So like the whole like bounce back day thing, I don't know. It always grinds my gears, because it's just like it's you're going to lose. It's going to happen. That's just part of the whole thing. It's about winning over the whole season. So I don't know what it is. I don't like it.
Okay, that said, bounce back day coming up. Our best bets for the NBA and Major League Baseball. Let's get started in the NBA. A lot of big spreads here. We got a big one in this first game. I'm going to take the Bucks to cover as a 12-point favorite, taking on the disgrace that is the Philadelphia 76ers. So Milwaukee, obviously a bit up and down here lately, but the 76ers are just down. Last 10 games, 26 in net rating. On an 0-8 against the spread slide, 2-11 ATS in their last 13 games at home. I don't know if people realize how, some people probably do if you follow the NBA day in and day out. The 76ers have a case for being the worst team in the NBA. They're 3-24 since February 5th. Just a complete and total disgrace. Double-digit losses stacking up. Don't be scared of the big number here. Five of Philadelphia's last six games have seen them lose by 13 points or more. Outright losses recently to teams like the Raptors, the Wizards, and the Pelicans. 76ers might be the worst team in the NBA. So game situation here for the Bucks, jockeying for a position in the Eastern Conference, losing a lot of games here lately. They're a game behind Detroit, off yesterday, off tomorrow. They're in no position whatsoever to be playing down to the competition here. So I think Milwaukee will stomp them tonight. So Bucks as a big favorite. There's a prop you like for this game, John.
Yeah, I know Kyle Kuzma, over 2.5 assists. So like you said, they're playing the Philadelphia 76ers. With Damian Lillard out, like Kuzma kind of steps up and you are that second person. You're that second person creating offense. You need him to be more active on offense. What I do think is in this matchup against the Philadelphia 76ers, it is one of those games where if you can, you don't really want to stress out Giannis. I mean, the 76ers are trying to lose. They are tanking. It is a 12-point spread. So I feel like this is one of those spots where you could lean on Kyle Kuzma just a little bit more to take that pressure off Giannis Antetokounmpo here. And 2.5 is just sitting. It's sitting low. I'm honestly surprised. You know, this is like, I think the seventh game without Lillard. He's averaging about just under 6 potential assists per game. I'm surprised this hasn't climbed to 3.5. I know he's gone over a couple of times. He's not necessarily the best passer, but when you think about the matchup, one, he'll be able to break down his defender, which you need to be able to do to generate assists, but like his teammates will also have advantages all over the court. So whoever he's passing to should be able to convert potential assists. I just feel like his minutes are probably a little more secure than Giannis's in this one, because if it does get to like an 18-point spread, maybe you pull Giannis out. And you want to keep someone on the floor who can run the offense. That could be Kuzma. So I'm going to go over 2.5 here for Kuzma.
Okay, another big spread here in Washington, the nation's capital. The Wizards beat the Kings last night. That tells you everything you need to know about the state of the Sacramento Kings. So I've been hitting on a lot of these big favorites lately. We hit on the Rockets last night. That was one of the winners that we gave out. I'm going to try once again. Another big favorite. I like the Magic to cover here as a 14-point favorite. What have I been saying pretty much every day when you tune into the show? What is the game situation here for both of these teams? Well, the Wizards, it's the second game of a back-to-back for them. They've been awful in this situation in the season, 3-10 against the spread. Also, they're coming off of a win yesterday. They were a double-digit dog in that game. If there was ever an excuse for the Wizards to tank, we're probably the best, one of the top tanking teams in the NBA. If there was ever an excuse for them not to give an effort, it would be today. Second game of a back-to-back when they came off of a win yesterday. even if they don't enter the game with that mentality, the Magic have absolutely stomped them on three separate occasions this season. Wins of 15, 20, and 27. The Magic now have the Hawks and the Heat breathing down their necks in the standings, so they're not in a situation where they can play down to the competition. What I like about this game situation for the Magic, they're off until Tuesday. They got a nice long break after this, so you got to assume a lot of focus. Their foot's going to be on the gas. The foot is going to be on the throat of the Wizards here. If you want to look at some stats here, third versus 27th in defensive rating over the last 10 games. The Magic also better on the offensive side of the court, so I like Orlando to roll here and have a nice little break until Tuesday. That's a long break for this time of the season. So yeah, Magic, all focus on beating the living crap out of the Wizards. Next up, Blazers-Raptors. No Jakob Poeltl in this one tonight. He sits every other game, but there's a prop you do like for this game, John.
Yeah, I go to Monte Kamara over 2.5 assists. He's been pretty good to us on these assist props the last month or so. I think we played him a couple of times. I think he's cashed them mostly every time. So you look at so they're playing the Raptors. Raptors are tanking. Portland's kind of like in this weird, like, they're not necessarily tanking, but like, I don't think they can catch the play-in tournament type thing. I think they're just trying to like build momentum a little bit. The thing is, you look at the injury report tonight for the Trailblazers. So DeAndre Ayton's been out for a while. Jeremy Grant's doubtful. Scoot Henderson's out. Then Anthony Simons is also questionable, and he missed last game. So with all those guys out, like, to Monte Kamara, his role is more defensive, but like against the Raptors, like, he should see minutes. It's a game Chauncey Billups and this group could win. And you had a good edge on this prop with Tumani Kamara playing about like 31 minutes. I feel like that could get up a little bit higher just with the injury report. And like also on the offense, so like last game against, I forget who they're playing, but last game he had 6 potential assists with Anthony Simons out, only converted to 1 assist. So it doesn't look great if you just see 1 in the box score, but 6 potential assists. I just feel like there's a good opportunity here for him because of who's missing. You're definitely missing Scoot Henderson, but you could be missing 2 big time creators in Simons and Henderson. And then you're also the matchup, the Raptors. The Raptors are putting out a really bad lineup. They don't want to win. They're tanking, and your teammates should be able to convert potential assists. And like you said, Jakob Poeltl is out. They have Donovan Klingon on the inside, who's a monster. So I don't even know who's going to guard him for the Raptors. So he's someone who could easily convert potential assists around the rim. So I'm going to go to Monte Kamara over 2.5 assists.
Okay, next up, we go down to Miami. How about the Heat picking up a W against the Boston Celtics in Boston last night? I'm going to stick with the hot hand. I love this number on the Heat here. They're a 4.5-point underdog. I don't know. Maybe the sports books are expecting someone to sit. It is the second game of a back-to-back. No official announcements yet, so I'm expecting these guys to play here. So I'm going to take the Heat. 4.5-point dog versus the Memphis Grizzlies. So Miami is playing their best basketball of the season on an 8-0 against the spread tear right now. Second in net rating in the NBA in this span. The Grizzlies are 23rd in net rating in this 8-game span with a 1-7 ATS record. So you might be thinking, why is Miami the underdog here? Well, it is the second game of a back-to-back. Like I said, often not a favorable situation for teams, but it's not like the Memphis Grizzlies are super fresh in this game. This is the third game in 4 nights for them, still adjusting to the new coaching regime there. We take a look at some trends here. Memphis is 2-11 ATS in their last 13 games as a favorite. So two teams going in opposite directions here. I'm going to go with the hot team, who's the underdog, 4.5 points. Let's go Miami as they make a push to get into the play-in, the Miami Heat. You don't want to, they're a sneaky little team in the playoffs. We've seen what they've done the past couple of years as a play-in team, but, you know, different team this year without Jimmy Butler. Okay, so we got the game of the night. We've been building up to it here. We got the Warriors in Los Angeles taking on the Lakers. You have a prop. I have a spread. You have an SGP. Get us started with the prop for LeBron James.
Yeah, I go LeBron James over 7.5 assists. This is it open 6.5, but at 7.5, pretty good plus money here, plus 114. You can still definitely play this. I think, and we've highlighted this many times on the show, there are certain matchups, there are certain teams. When LeBron James faces them, he brings a different type of energy to the game. And I think the Golden State Warriors and Stephen Curry 100% qualify under that. It's like, when he's at Madison Square Garden against the Knicks or even just the Knicks in general, there's certain teams where he really does bring it. And I feel like this is a good matchup for his assists because they do kind of have defenders who kind of annoy him to the point where he would pass, like a Draymond Green or even a Jimmy Butler. That's someone who can match up and like move their feet and be physical with him and cut him off and kind of force him to pass. The thing is when you're also forcing him to pass, LeBron's really obviously really, really smart basketball IQ guy. The Warriors play small, so he's also more willing to like throw a lob over the top to Jackson Hayes or something like that because he knows they're small. He knows he's being cut off by the Warriors. The other thing too is, I guess I'll say this for the SGP. I'll save that part of breakdown for the SGP because it's really part of the SGP breakdown. That he is the front end of a back to back for the Lakers, but tomorrow they're playing the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. Feel like this probably could be a game where LeBron plays pretty good minutes tonight, and it's like a scheduled he's going to sit tomorrow because I feel like the Lakers, you could go win that game against the Pelicans with like just Austin Reeves or maybe Austin Reeves and Luka Doncic. I'm not saying for sure. I'm not afraid his minutes will be lower tonight because it's a front end of back-to-back. I feel like there's probably a good chance it's like he plays a heavy workload tonight and probably maybe sits tomorrow because they really just don't need – the Pelicans don't want to win. So I'm going LeBron James over 7.5 assists.
Okay, great minds think alike because that's part of my analysis for this game as well. And one of the reasons why I like the Lakers to cover as a single point favorite here on their home court. So it's the first game of a back-to-back for both teams. Warriors play the Nuggets tomorrow. The Lakers play the Pelicans in a game that I think, as John kind of alluded to, a game that they're likely going to punt on because on Sunday and I think Monday they play back-to-back against the OKC Thunder. So I think they're going to empty the clip tonight with the expectation that they're going to sit some guys tomorrow. The Golden State Warriors are not going to have that same luxury. They're going to be hosting the Nuggets. The Nuggets are going to have all their guys in the lineup because they sat them all yesterday. And the Warriors are going to have to manage their lineup a little bit different than the Lakers, who are going to have the ability to go all out and play these guys some heavy minutes. This is a true home court advantage for the Lakers. They're on a 17-3 straight up run on their home court. They're covering at 65.8% at home. That is the third best percentage in the NBA. They've also had Golden State's number 11-5 in the last 16 games against them. And despite some key players being in and out of the lineup over the last 10 games for the Lakers, they do have better shooting numbers than the Warriors, who are really struggling, to defend the three-point shot. Over the last 10 games, they are 27th in opponent three-point shooting percentage. The Lakers throwing up almost 40 threes per game, so I do think this is something they can take advantage of and get the W in the marquee game of the night. It is probably the marquee game of the week here, John, so of course you have an SGP cooked up. What do you got for us?
It's funny you just said the Warriors are struggling to guard the three because let's take a look at the SGP here. I feel like our breakdowns are just crossing over like crazy here. So I'm going to go LeBron James, 10-plus assists. I'm going to go for the alt because I think, like I said, anytime there's certain matchups, I think a triple-double's in play for him. I think he's honestly trying to get a triple-double. The breakdown I was going to give for the straight-up the assist prop, I'm going to say for SGP, is that these guys are shooting the ball really well. Dorian Finney-Smith, Gabe Vincent, all these kind of secondary guys. And when you look at how the Lakers roster is constructed, you're kind of concerned, you know, can LeBron James get to 10 plus assists because you're also sharing assists with Austin Reeves and you're sharing assists with Luka Doncic. But like outside of those three guys, nobody on this roster is a creator. They're all catch and shoot. They're lob threats. They're people who directly need them to create shots for them. So although he is kind of like splitting the assists with a Doncic or, you know, a Reeves, these other guys are like really help them for those potential assists and they're not going to take away anything. There's also that viral clip. I don't know. I'm sure we post on our Covers Instagram account. Make sure you go follow Covers_sports on Instagram. Luka Doncic was chirping Dorian Finney-Smith. He's like, I told him to shoot the ball more. If he doesn't, I'll shoot it. And like you saw Dorian Finney-Smith, I think he made 6 threes last game. I think he took double digit threes. So I put him in here 2+ threes made because they want him to shoot. Like they are literally telling him shoot the ball. He should be on the floor. He should be on the floor for pretty good minutes tonight because they need his defense against the Warriors, but he's also like, they could go smaller with his defense as well. And Gabe Vincent, I've kind of been on Gabe Vincent a couple of times because I don't think it was a good contract, but man, he is shooting the last couple of games here. His shot looks clean. He is shooting with confidence. I honestly think maybe JJ Redick should get more love for Coach of the Year because what he's doing with all these role players, like Gabe Vincent last year looked terrible with the Lakers. He looked like he couldn't shoot, looked like he lost all confidence. And now all of a sudden he's just ripping threes from everywhere. So that's the SGP. I'm going 10-plus assists, 2-plus threes made, Dorian Finney-Smith, 2-plus threes made, Gabe Vincent, and I'll put Lakers money line there for basically all the reasons you said.
Okay, over to the diamond we go. John has two fun props. I have one boring bet. So let's get going with a marquee name to hit a home run. Bryce Harper, why do you expect him to go yard here tonight, John?
Yeah, so it's a small slate of baseball games today, but there's actually really good weather for like home run props. There's multiple ballparks. The wind, I think at Citizens Bank Park here, it's going to like left center, 16 miles per hour out. That's really strong wind to help you with that. And there's also like not great pitching matchups today as well. So there's actually pretty good props for home runs. I'm going to go Bryce Harper plus 450. Projections have this about like plus 280 here. And I thought this stood out as a really good price. Also, like whenever you can get a good price on like superstars to hit home runs and there's like a mathematical edge, I mean, how do you not take it? He's playing Antonio Sensatella is the pitcher for the Colorado Rockies. He has two homers against him in his career as well. So plus 450, I'm going to take Bryce Harper with that win whipping out at Citizens Bank Park, which is already a small, like a homer friendly ballpark to begin with.
Okay, so that's a fun one. Let's do a boring one. Let's go to Minnesota where the Astros are in town. Low number on the full game total. Not low enough, in my opinion. I'm going to go under 7 at plus 100 odds. So pretty simple breakdown here, guys. We have a nice starting pitching matchup, Hunter Brown and Joe Ryan. No red flags for them in their season debuts. And no red flags with the bullpen. So the bullpen's off to great starts this season, each with an ERA under 3. But most of all, we have two absolutely brutal offenses to start the season in this game. 27th and 29th in OPS to open the year. Just 7 combined home runs. The Astros only have 2 home runs. They're really slumping offensively so far this season. The Astros haven't scored more than 3 runs in a game all season on the road against Joe Ryan and a decent bullpen. I'm going to take the full game under in this one, under 7 there in Minnesota. Okay, let's wrap things up. A bit of a bigger number, taking a swing with this one, Josh Naylor to go deep.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised sitting at plus 700. So, I mean, this is someone who hit 31 home runs last year. He's in Yankee Stadium. He's a left-handed hitter. You have the short porch and the wind, same thing. It's the same thing as Citizens Bank Park. The wind at Yankee Stadium is going out to left center at about 13 miles per hour. So you're get all those factored in together. He's also playing Carlos Carrasco as this opposing pitcher. So Carrasco, he actually has a home run off of him in his career. But I also always like, I feel like there's always an advantage for a hitter who's facing a pitcher who's like very familiar with the pitcher. He's been on the Guardians twice, I believe, with Carlos Carrasco in his career, where you're like, you get to see him pitch, you know, every fifth day. And I think they also do like live BP and like other things, I'm sure. So I'm sure he's very familiar with Carrasco, on top of he has one homer and 2 at bats against him. So Josh Naylor, it's righty. You know, Josh Naylor's a lefty, Carrasco's a righty. Naylor last year hit 31 home runs, 25 against right-handed pitchers. So we like that as well. The splits kind of line up. I think this is a really good price for someone who hit 30 bombs last year in Yankee Stadium. So I'm going to take the plus 700.
Okay, there you have it. Our best bets here for Thursday. A bunch of spreads in the NBA for me. I like the Bucks minus 12, the Magic minus 14, the Heat plus 4.5, Lakers minus 1, Astros, Twins under 7. John, if you could recap your picks, please. Thank you. A lot of bets today for us.
A lot of bets. We're going Kyle Kuzma over 2.5 assists, Tumani Kamara over 2.5 assists, LeBron James over 7.5 assists. Lakers Warriors SGP is LeBron 10 plus assists, Dorian Finney-Smith 2 plus threes made, Gabe Vincent 2 plus threes made, and Lakers money line. And then we're also going Bryce Harper to hit home run and Josh Naylor to hit home run.
Okay, there you have it. Hopefully we'll be able to bounce back here today, John. The nice bounce back day in store for us and many others in the betting industry, I'm sure. But that does it for the show today. Make sure you guys check out our sponsor, BetMGM, for all your sports betting needs. Make sure you like this video. Make sure you are subscribed. A lot of great content coming up here on the Covers YouTube channel with the Final Four, the Masters. We have some NFL over-unders coming up here as well. So make sure you are subscribed. It makes our content much easier to find. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. Enjoy the games tonight. Best of luck, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.